The following is a presentation of the Ed Boston Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our podcast today. And we've got some old friends, not as in old in age, but, you know, friends from a while back here. We've got all four members. I'm happy to say that. I didn't know how many was going to show up at my house tonight, but we've got all four members of the Night Owl Country Band. Howdy, guys.
Hello.
Hey, howdy.
We appreciate how you rolled that red carpet out for us.
We had the red, white, and blue out there.
Red carpet, but then calls us old.
Yeah.
Well, if you've heard other interviews we've done together, you know we like to have a good time, and we've done a lot of things together over the last 4 or 5 years. We've traveled the road together a couple times. Well, not in the same car. I don't know if I could deal. I'm too old for that. Speaking of old, you know, you rowdy band people.
Yeah.
We know you have a cult following as well, and I'm joking about that, but you actually do. I see people that never miss your shows. You've got something special coming up next Tuesday, I believe.
Yes, May the 4th. May the 4th be with us. Yes, this Tuesday we are releasing Country to the Bone.
That's a single?
That's a single. It'll be releasing through Colt Records. That's the record label we'll be going through. And is going to 6,000 radio stations. That's AM, FM, satellite, internet radio, all over the world. So, and this song was written by Mike Owens, Jeff Elliott, and Mike Morgan. And this song is kind of perfect timing for this song because in the song it talks about, you know, we may not agree on different things like Roe v. Wade or the right to bear arms, but at the end of the day, we still all bleed red, white, and blue. We're still all Americans, no matter whether we agree or not agree.
Tell me a little more about the song, Brett.
Oh, my.
did you do the sound check earlier?
Check, check. One, two.
You know, every time I ask you your first question, it catches you off guard. Does, oh, my. Yeah, I think that's like
we're
standard.
We're just all used to Matt always doing the talking. The thing I loved about this song, I find it difficult a lot to find the harmony on songs. And we'll have to play it out live quite a few times, and I'll be humming, you know, while everybody's banging on their drums and playing their lead, and I'm trying to find the harmony. But Country to the Bone just like fell right into my lap on harmony. So it's a great song. I love it. It's a rocking song, and so I love playing it.
Well, to the drum banger over there.
I've been waiting on this all day long.
Oh, my God. She stole his line, man.
I
stole that from a guy. Yeah.
Tell me about the excitement that there is right before you release something like this.
Considering where we've been the last 365 days, to the people who do come out, our cult, as you put it, it's great to put something new out there that they haven't got to hear. And then, playing it live is always different than studio. I'd much rather just play it for our fans live at any venue in the world. It doesn't matter to me at this point in time. But it's also nice, you know, even when they can't see us, they have that audio they can play. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited when we can put something out that we know people are going to like. And maybe people who never heard of us are going to pick it up, especially on a 6,000 radio station, and be like, wow, you know, we want some more of that. So, the four of us have worked really hard, and you know, we've done things out of the box. We have our own podcast that, you know, never in my wildest dreams thought we'd be doing, but we weren't going to let COVID beat us. So we wanted something for our fans about there to put out there. So this is the next chapter, and we're all excited.
Tim, help me out of this. I used the word cult. And I want to get this.
We're like the Democrats.
I know better now because we were talking off the air about that. So I know that's not true. But your following actually have a name, right?
Yes. Certified Night Owl.
Certified Night Owl. So see, I wasn't real far off.
Something about the Country to the Bone. This plan that we've kind of got put in place for Country to the Bone was a plan we had in place for Made in America last year. Mm-hmm. But when COVID 2020 hit, it kind of threw us off the tracks a little bit.
Oh.
And when it did, we decided to do Country to the Bone, because Country to the Bone, with coming out of what we're hoping coming out of COVID, it with the way it's written, hopefully it just it takes off.
Yeah,
that's what we're hoping.
You got some things coming up live. Tell us what's going on there.
We're going off the tracks, or off the tracks tour. We already started a little bit, but May 7th, we're going to Hope, Indiana. We get to go to, back to my hometown, Hope.
Surprise,
place, place where Steve graduated.
Place where you grew up.
Yeah. And so we're going to be playing that on May 7th.
Was that where your first girlfriend was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just got baptized in church.
Yeah.
Market Street.
They're quoting lyrics to the Surprising Town.
Well, maybe I'll insert that song right here. You know, they'll see what they're doing.
All right.
After Hope, what do you got after that?
After Hope, we are scheduled to be in Idaho on the 14th and 15th. On the 23rd, we are supposed to be in South Carolina at the Carolina Western Pub. And then we come back to Columbus and play at Saraland for Memorial Day show on Sunday, May the 30th.
Every year we seem to get together and we talk about the Wounded Warrior show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something that was able to take place last year. You tried, you had things planned for the spring, and then, COVID did its thing. And you tried to redo it for the fall, and that fell through as well. But we're waiting for a good Wounded Warrior show this year. Tell us about that.
Yes.
It's at the Elks this year. I think we've come to love the Elks. It's not as glamorous as the Commons. You know, the Commons, it's just a big show feel. But the Elks is, just as cozy. They're very accommodating. It's cheap. We like the price tag of the Elks compared to the Commons, but again, the Commons does great too. It houses a lot more people, but I can't wait to play with Tom Wolpat and rub elbows with Tom Wolpat.
Yeah.
So it's nice that we're going to get them Duke boys. We'll be able to have both of them. So that'd be fun.
And that's July 17th. It starts at 7 p.m. The music starts at 7. There is a meet and greet at 5. Of course, you get to meet and greet with the Night Owl boys here, Tom Wolpat. And then we also have a special guest, Scott Haggard, Merle Haggard's son, that's going to be playing. If you haven't heard him, he
sounds like his dad. Who? Looks a lot like him, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who's Merle Haggard?
Oh, no.
Isn't that new song Country to the Bone?
One thing we're trying to work on, I think we may have it nailed down, is we're going to have a General Lee car there.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So I think that'll be interesting. Maybe people can get pictures.
Are they going to let us jump it over something?
That'd be sweet.
Would it, though?
Yee-haw!
Jump it over your drums.
So, that's awesome. I'm game.
So what we have worked out for that with General Lee is the guy's going to bring his General Lee. He's going to let Tom Wolpat drive it. Him and Scott Haggard are going to drive up to the meet and greet in the General Lee. It's going to be really cool. So that's something you don't want to miss.
We're going to pull up my tradition?
Maybe.
All right.
I'd like to drive up in the Sanford Sun.
That would be awesome.
Bookmark that.
I was going to say, that's got its own special place right there.
Dummy.
On the road to Idaho?
Yeah.
How's that going to go?
On the road, kind of. That'll be our first one we fly, and they take care of all the sound for us. So that's going to be something new for us. This year, we're playing 9 different states. And so that's every year we went out a little bit in different states, and this year we're hitting 9 different states. Idaho's a new one, and Wisconsin is a new one. We're going to be playing at a festival in Wisconsin in June. Yes.
Right before we go to Florida.
Yeah, June 19th.
So we got Idaho, we got South Carolina, we got Wisconsin and Florida.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, we go to Tennessee and Kentucky, going over to Cincinnati, Ohio, playing a theater over there. So,
and then the state of New Bern.
State of New Bern.
State of confusion.
I was going to say, there, it might be a state of something, but... Let's look in the past a little bit. We were together on Palm Sunday. Mm-hmm. Had a good time together. Tell us, Tim, tell us about what we did together there at the Pixie.
Oh, we had a great time. We had Avery Talent was there, opened up for us. What's the other gentleman's name?
Jim Hudson.
Jim Hudson, that's right. Great singers, songwriters, and we closed the show. But it was fun. Did it all acoustically with our fiddle player, mm-hmm. Natalie Gaines, and it was beautiful. Loved it.
It was very good.
Very good spirit there.
I enjoy being at the Pixie. It seems like I know that I'm going to see you guys. I know I'm going to see Avery. The feel is just good.
Yeah, and the acoustics in that place.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And this is the history.
Yeah.
I mean, we took pictures. And they have a tour that you can take. I've never taken it, usually because I'm still setting up, and then by the time we're done, it's dark, and I ain't going upstairs.
And we probably change our clothes in each one of the rooms.
So we went up into rooms that I never even knew existed, and I mean each room has its own little like theme. And we've never taken the tour, and the history that you when you walk into every room is just a cool feel. Then you know knowing that you know. Other people that have played there before us, a long time before us, and we're just keeping it going. It's pretty awesome.
Those old theaters that, I mean, it was kind of like when we were together down at the Kentucky Opry. We remember there was things written from eons ago and people that, he was here?
Yeah.
It's just kind of fun to be able to do those things. You mentioned the fiddle player. Who wants to talk about Natalie?
We have added a fiddle player that plays with us off and on. She played with us a little bit the last couple of years, maybe a Wounded Warrior show or a lot of the bigger stuff that we did. But starting this year, she's going to be playing at least once or twice a month with us. So she's coming on a little bit at a time. But we're kind of bringing Natalie Gain, and we're kind of bringing Casey Johnson on a little bit at a time as 2021 starts to head up and the wheels start turning.
Well, tell us about Casey. Now you got to be kind of nice because he's kind of becoming the face of Who's Who.
And... That was nice.
Oh, that was nice.
We only kept it in 3 seconds.
Yeah, he'll say, "Oh, that was so sweet of him."
And we can't let it go though without saying, "Is he Jim Hudson's kid?"
Maybe.
Might be Jim Hudson. Might be mine. I don't know.
But he did dress up as Tim with a fake beard and a bald head.
I saw that.
Yeah. I'm just saying that was
That was nice.
Yeah. Wow.
Man.
Go ahead and tell us about Casey and then we'll stop.
All right. Yeah, Casey, you know, Matt and Casey had the idea for the podcast. I mean, it's probably Matt's idea, but you know, he knew Casey was into podcasting, so you know, Casey kind of got us started on it. He was hosting it for quite a while. Then the COVID hit, and he was, you know, with the lovely lady that he's dating. They didn't want to get out a lot, so mm-hmm. we had went maybe a couple weeks without doing a podcast. Maybe I think did we?
Yeah.
So. You know, Matt asked if I could try to do some stuff and, you know, we've just kind of grown from there. So Casey dropped out of the Who's Who for a little bit, but now he's actually doing a video recap of our podcast. He's just a very intelligent person. He's just one of us too. We can razz him. He'll razz us back and it's just fun. So it's been nice to really get to know Casey.
Yeah. And me and Casey go back several years too, because when I was with the Singing Sands, his dad played keyboard and his grandpa sang bass. And so later down the road, now here's Casey's becoming a part of Night Owl Country Band. So kind of full circle.
Danny's a drummer, so that.
All right. Well, we're going to welcome our Facebook Live friends. Wave to the cameras, guys.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey.
you have in front of you the Night Owl Country Band. And I need my soundtrack, you know, the clapping. Yeah. Or if it was Casey, he might be saying boo, right? We've been recording here for 15 or 20 minutes before. The podcast is going to be comprised of what we did off the air just a second ago. And then we'll include this part, you know, the magic of technology. And can preachers say the word magic?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. This preacher said that he was looking forward to Tim and Natalie playing The Devil Went Down to Georgia during a Palm Sunday service. So I guess I could say just about whatever, right?
My favorite memories.
Yeah. The devil did lose.
So. Yeah, that's what I said before I left. The devil lost.
That's true.
I listened to the song last night. I was flipping through some videos, and there was Charlie Daniels. Made me think of that. Cool. Say hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
That's a standard response.
Well played.
We're going to have these guys with us for another. Well, I think Brett's got to cut out. And I told him I'd let him, I would excuse him, you know, just like my dad used to excuse me from the table. Uh-huh. May I be excused? Don't get up without saying that.
That's right.
Set back down and do it right. So we've been talking about a song that you're going to release next week.
Yes.
Tell us again the title.
All right. Coming this Tuesday, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Country to the Bone will be hitting 6,000 radio stations, internet, satellite, AM, FM. It'll be a worldwide release through Colt Records.
With everything that went on, so many negatives about last year. You canceled this show. You canceled this big thing. You can't see fans for seem like forever.
Yeah.
And now you're back in and seeing fans live. And you got hopefully we got some hope coming out with things. And that's not just in our everyday life, but this is your careers we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, 2020 definitely took us off the tracks a little bit. So what better way to call our tour of 2021 except for to call it off the tracks. So we're going off the tracks this year. So we're looking forward to seeing all of our certified Night Owls. We're looking forward to playing all the new music that's going to be on the album, some of our old music from the old albums, and also playing some of their favorite covers. We're looking forward to doing that again. Yeah.
Well, we were talking earlier about the Palm Sunday show, and it was a good example that day of how sometimes you just got to roll with the punches, because the owner comes up and tells us that there are people parked in a lot across the street that if they don't go move their cars, that they're going to get towed. And so we didn't want those people to miss part of the concert. So you guys got up with Jim Hudson. Avery kind of stayed back a little bit. I kept trying to push him up in there, but you guys just belted out a rendition of.
Yeah, he touched me.
You guys, you know, you didn't have it was all a cappella, off the cuff. And I think the best part of it was Matt was standing behind Tim's microphone and he had to be on his tiptoes in order to reach it. I mean, I hate to bust you out like that, but.
No, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah. You've done it to me a time or two.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Going on the road, Idaho.
Yeah.
Flying to Idaho.
Yeah.
What's going on up there?
We're doing a couple shows on the 14th and the 15th in Idaho. We have some friends that's sent music into our podcast, Who's Who, Dusty Lee and Dave Nudo. We're going to be performing with them on the Saturday night show. So we're looking forward to going to Idaho and being a part of that.
Well, we didn't talk much about it earlier, so let's talk about it now. Talk about Who's Who and then what that's leading to next year.
Okay.
Big deal next year.
All right. It's a podcast that we get music from independent artists such as like ourselves. We've had plenty of internet radio shows play our music. We decided we wanted to be part of that also and help some of the independent artists get their music out to some outlets that maybe they didn't have access to, you know. So you know, we get those submissions. We all listen to them. We all give them a rating between 1 and 10, you know, and then we add them all up and then we just choose whatever song we really want.
The scientific way of doing things.
Roll the dice.
Okay. But no, it's really fun. It's fun to get together with these guys. You know, as you know, again, our lives are busy, so not all four of us can hit it at the same time. But it's fun to get together, laugh, and put it out there. We have the weekly show, and then you know we've been part of some award shows, mm-hmm. Josie and Issa. So that gave Matt an idea.
Yeah. Ding, boom.
And there's a light right above him right there. Doggone, we were slow on that
one. And these guys know when I have an idea that Tim always says,
put your seatbelt on.
So we are having a full-blown, full-fledged award show, coat and tie. It's going to be an awesome, great time. We're having artists come in. They'll send in their... we'll do nominations. They'll send in their submissions. Christmas Day is what we said.
Right? Yep.
So Christmas Day, they'll start sending submissions. We'll go through those, listen to them, and then we'll put out nominations on the on our board.
Board.
Of over 100 years of experience.
We've only been together 5 years.
It's that math thing.
He went to Hauser.
The new core math. Right?
Yeah. These guys can do our taxes. We're for sure to get a refund.
You may not want that.
Yeah. So, and then the big event that goes along with that.
So not only will it be an award show, we're also doing a pre-party. The pre-party will be at the Eagles. Here in Columbus, Indiana. The award show will be at the Commons here in Columbus, Indiana, which you know is a beautiful venue mm-hmm. and a great venue to have an award show at.
Yeah, perfect.
And then that night will be a after party at the Eagles. But immediately following the award show, something that we wanted to do for the artists that come and be a part of the award show and a part of that experience, they'll also get a concert that will be a part of that also. So they'll be able to see a celebrity guest that will be
main
performing
player.
That night. Yes, that will be later that night.
So people will be coming in from all over at least the country, but it's going to be an international event as well, isn't it?
Yes. Something we noticed with Issa and Josie's, there's people that come from Netherlands. They come from everywhere. So,
India.
So we're looking for a bunch of people to come to Columbus, Indiana to be part of that show.
You've already had a write-up in the local newspaper, mm-hmm. and they were talking with the lady that deals with tourism and stuff, mm-hmm. and she seemed pretty excited about what was going to happen that weekend.
Yeah, the city of Columbus is excited about it, so we're excited about doing it. We're excited about seeing some of the people that's submitted music to us. Some of them we haven't had a chance to meet yet, so hopefully we'll be able to meet them at that award show when it happens in April 2022.
One thing that Matt that I really like, we all like, but you know, some of his ideas are okay. But being we've been to three or four shows, something like that. One thing, and then we're not knocking the other show. We appreciate them nominating us. We appreciate being a part of it. But one thing that I really liked that he did was if you are nominated, you don't have to pay to be there. Or we've had to pay. I mean, you may travel, luckily, we've had to go real far, but Atlanta, north of Atlanta, and Pigeon Forge. But some of these people are coming, halfway around the world, And let's say you're nominated, that's great, but then you don't win. You got some time with people, but you still had to pay. With ours, you won't have to. If you're good enough to be nominated, we're not going to charge you to come be part of it. So I thought that was a really cool idea, and just kind of even if you don't win, you've won, so to speak. You didn't have to pay to win, so to speak. It was a great idea. I like it.
You get there, but you're not going to pay when you get here.
Right.
That's
right.
A good way
of doing it. Yeah, you don't have to pay a $90 ticket just to sit in the seat. You'll be able to, if you're nominated, you'll be able to be there and just enjoy the night.
Now, we talked about my end on that, and you guys are so reassuring because the first thing out of one of your guys' mouth was the name Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They called you Steve Harvey?
No, they didn't
you
call me.
Nothing like that.
They didn't call me Steve Harvey. They reminded me that Steve Harvey messed up big time at an award show.
Oh, yeah.
And named the wrong winner of what? Miss Universe or something like that? Miss America? Or. And so I was happy with their confidence in me, you know. No pressure now.
Yeah. I'm thinking, you got all your hair, and you're a white man.
Uh-huh.
You look nothing like Steve Harvey, but you can screw up.
That's hard down, right?
This is just like a normal... Every Tuesday, Thursday deal right here.
I have all the confidence in the world in you.
I screw up in front of people from around the world, just the same as I screw up in front of little crowd right here that we get on our...
Absolutely. Randy's here from Canada, and you can screw up in front of him, so there you go.
See, we have a worldwide audience. I got you for a few more minutes, Brett.
I just want to know where you're going so I know where we can go to.
I'm going to my daughter's house for pizza.
Pizza.
I'm crushed. We didn't get an invite. That's okay.
Well,
he just did, and he invited them. Melissa, get plenty of pizza.
On Brett.
We're going to have a lot of people.
Make sure you let them know that Brett sent you.
That's right.
Well, let me ask you before you leave. Every year you have the Palm Sunday show, and you do gospel sets on occasion. What's that part of the band and the meaning to it for you guys?
You know, speaking for everybody, which I love to do. Steve's too loud.
Wrong. Go different direction.
Tell people something they don't know.
I mean, you know, you hear it all the time. You hear it from every musician, every country musician. It brings us back to where we all started. You know, being in church, singing the hymns, singing the gospel. So it's like a nice little warm fuzzy blanket. We're back home, and I know it's songs that touch people too. You know, it may remind them of, you know, their parents or a time that they were in church or the time they got saved or something like that. So I love that. And another thing I look forward to on that is any gospel show we've done. I love seeing how much Avery has gotten more and more confident. And
every single time I've seen him, and he was at the Commons the one time, wasn't he, with us? And that's pretty big deal. I mean, for a small town guy like him, I mean, he's from Hope, and you're right. He just got grown up right in front of everybody. Yeah. And
I think we talked about that too.
Yeah.
How he has really grown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's Avery Talent Music.
Yep.
Yeah.
Find it.
Avery Talent Music. Mm-hmm. Just Google that, right? And you'll find Avery. And he does most of the things he sings are originals, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. It's something that he's written.
And he writes beautiful music.
Yeah.
Plays the mean guitar.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Well, we're going to let Brett sneak out of here.
All right.
We're going to, you know, then we're going to cut loose. And
we're going to do a commercial while he leaves, right?
No, they don't. We'd have to restart everything. That's way too much effort. We'll just let Brett sneak out. Right. Thank you, Brett, for being here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, everybody.
Thank your family for sharing you with us for a few minutes tonight.
May I be excused?
You may be excused. He is good.
Yeah.
That was good.
I'll see you guys.
See ya.